This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Adeline Brand. If you're at the mall today, don't be surprised if you hear more aboots than abouts when you're out and about. For the first Black Friday in 30 years, the Canadian dollar, nicknamed the Loonie, is worth more than its American counterpart. And Canadian shoppers are taking advantage, as reporter Celeste Headley discovered last weekend in Detroit.
Jocelyn Fitzgerald sat for 3.5 hours in the cart traveling from London, Ontario to the Great Lakes Crossing Shopping Center in Auburn Hills, Michigan. Much of that was spent waiting to cross the border.
Oh yeah, just because of the border lineup. I've never seen anything like that before, so obviously a lot of people are taking advantage.
Fitzgerald says even though the Canadian dollar, called a loonie, is worth only a few pennies more than the American, she still comes out ahead in the end.
Even with the tax, with what we're saving, the difference between our 14% tax and the 8% tax here. Uh-huh. So even though it's pretty much at par right now, we still felt it was worth it.
Here's how it works. For decades, the loonie's been worth considerably less than the dollar. So American retailers had to charge more in Canada in order to make the same profit. So a $100 jacket in New York cost $164 in Toronto. Now, the Canadian dollar is worth more than the American dollar, but retailers are still charging the higher price in Canada, and so Canadians are flooding across the border so they can pay the American price. Scott Watkins of the Anderson Economic Group says it won't be too long before retailers begin to fix the pricing discrepancies.
I know we've already seen some book publishers and media publishers lower the prices. You'll usually see that $5.99 US, $7.50 Canadian on a book. Well, now it's coming out to be $5.99 US, $5.99 Canadian.
Jocelyn Fitzgerald says that may be true, but it's not happening fast enough.
They're not lowering their prices, at least not like they should be. And we have a lot of tags on a lot of our merchandise with a U.S. price and a Canadian price, and they're still charging us the Canadian, and that's just not fair. They're not really working with us on this, so...
Scott Watkins says that's good news for everyone on the southern side of the border, not just retailers.
Here in Detroit, we have the casinos on this side and across the river as well, and I wouldn't want to go over there and lose $1.50 when I could just lose a dollar here.
Watkins says he's also closely watching the real estate market to see if Canadians are tempted to buy winter homes in Florida while the exchange rate remains favorable. But in the meantime, shoppers are streaming into Michigan, New York, Pennsylvania, and other northern states ready to do their holiday buying. Julie Clark is the marketing director for the fashion outlets of Niagara Falls.
In the past, we saw maybe a Canadian shopper coming over and shopping maybe 3-6 times a year. Now it's increasing to 6 to 8 times a year. And in addition to that, when they do come over, they are spending more money.
It's not hard to spot the Canadians in this crowded mall in Michigan. They're generally the ones carrying lots and lots of bags. Laura Beltwell has enlisted the help of her husband to carry her purchases, but he didn't come all this way for a sale on bath towels.
I have no problems coming this far.
No? How come?
I get to go see my Red Wings play.
The only drawback, many say, is the long line of cars at the border. I asked Susan Bootsis from Waterloo, Ontario, if she's noticed a longer wait.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah.
And her friend Helen Wood says she won't be anywhere near the States today, the biggest shopping day of the year.
Oh, I wouldn't want to cross over.
Overnight travel by Canadians to the U.S. hit almost 1.5 million in August. That's a new record. And the Canadian shopping boom is expected to continue into next year. For NPR News, I'm Celeste Headley in Detroit.